Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Michael, the other night we went out for dinner. I love desserts.
I know. And the thing is, who doesn't love dessert?
We're all sharing them at the table and comparing.
We have. Now, on today's show, we've got Lyndall Miller, a joint author of the cookbook With Sugar, Desserts. It's beautiful, Lyndall.
Yum.
It's a really great book. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Why did you focus on desserts? Is that your passion?
It is one of my passions. But the book deal we got was Skye through her success on MasterChef Series 2.
Oh, wow.
And the fact that I came on as a co-author was actually really an amazing gift from Skye. She wanted me to co-author the book with her, have a shared passion for desserts, and I'm a big foodie and a long history in the food industry, and I'm also a food stylist. So I jumped at the opportunity, obviously, and it is one of those things that I just absolutely love, and it's my gift of choice for my loved ones.
Your gift of choice. So tell us, what do you love to cook in terms of the dessert menu? What would be something you'd cook for the family?
I love all the really old-fashioned desserts, like the trifle that we got featured on the front cover of Wild Sugar Desserts. It's a bit of a modern spin on an old traditional favourite.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those because we have such memories around desserts in our family in particular. You know, whether a Christmas or a birthday, it would always be, you know, Mark coming out and saying, you know, what sort of cake do you want, or what sort of dessert would you like? And on these special occasions, and we'd get all excited. And we didn't really steer very far from the old traditional favourites.
And as you were growing up, Lyndall, did you have a favourite dessert?
My mother's chocolate cake was a really big favourite. And a French custard she used to always make too was also a favourite. It was really hard to sort of pick one.
And was there a defining moment in your life that, you know, drove you to kind of making this book? Because it's absolutely beautiful. Like, I'm sitting here looking at it and I want to eat everything.
Thank you. You know, I watch my mother with an eagle eye, as she has, and she just loves to entertain. And, you know, brought up in a quintessential sort of 70s home where, you know, entertaining became quite in. And I just love all the passion that she put into, you know, each event or gathering. And it wasn't so much, you know, what the dessert that she was serving up, that she was making it with love. And I think that really made a really big impression on me, watching her and the way that she basically cooks with love.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it, really?
I think so. Definitely.
Well, Lyndall, I'm going to run off and grab a cup of sugar, and Michael and I might try and throw something together backstage.
Fantastic. Like to hear how that goes.
Thanks for joining us on today's program. Michael's already gone off.
Thanks for having me.
Very insightful, Michael. A throwback to the old-fashioned days of cooking, eh?
It is, and it's a beautiful cookbook. You really should make it one on your, you know, your cookbook shelf. It really is gorgeous. With Sugar, and we've just interviewed Lyndall Miller.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.